I have a porcelain sharer. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I have a porcelain sharer. Many of us would like to walk our spiritual path. We'd like to exemplify the attributes, the wonderful things that being on the spiritual path mean. We would like to be dedicated. We'd like to be diligent. We'd like to be disciplined. We'd like to be all these wonderful things. And then, when we are in our initial stage of choosing whether we're going to be on that path, when we are in our initial stage to see whether we are going to go on with this program, the very things that we are being tested in, or that we are being fortified about, the very things that we are being tested in are the things that disturb us and cause us to run away. Many students come to the University of Healing and they see our grounds and they see how peaceful everything is. They see our people who are living here and who are having little squabbles between themselves sometimes. And they think to themselves, oh, that surely cannot be a spiritually illumined place. That cannot be a place where masters are being trained. And then they see the weeds in the garden. And they see the rain clouds that are washing away the roads. They see all of the outer things that disturb them. And all these outer things that they see that disturb them tell them, this surely is not the spiritual place that I want. I want to go to a very special place. I want to go to a very special place where all the trees are green and the grass is green, where the flowers are well tended, where everything is in order and everything is in divine order. And it's a lovely thing to do, and I guarantee you, it's a happy thing to do. Your tummy feels wonderful, and your heart feels wonderful, and your body feels wonderful, and you feel just great. However, when you arrive at a place that is finished, there's nothing for you to do to train yourself in your perfection. Because everything you see is done. Everything you see is done. All the meals are beautifully prepared. All the conversation is on the highest level. All the people refrain from any arguments or any unhappiness they might have within them, because they don't have it within them in a place like that that's so far advanced. And then people who come to the University of Healing here, to the campus grounds, with the idea that they are seeking their own inner awareness, their own inner self. And they are seeing that whatever shines out of them is what they see. So you mean to say that when they go to this very upgrade, upscale, highfalutin, spiritually illumined center where everything is green and beautiful, that that's their inner reflection? Well, perhaps, and perhaps not. Now, what if some interesting thing would happen, and they would have to leave this highfalutin place? Would they see everywhere they went the beauty that they saw there? Or were they riding on the porcelain of someone else's thinking, of someone else's being? Had someone else had that porcelain, which is a hard, fine-grained, sonorous, non-porous, translucent white ceramic ware that consists essentially of a corallin, quartz, and feldspar, and is fired at a high temperature? Would they find that everywhere? Are they themselves the porcelain? Or are they themselves that which is being prepared to be placed in the fire, to be tested to see if they see everything green and everything beautiful wherever they go? Here on campus, those of us who are working here and training here and being here, we see this campus as perhaps the most beautiful spot on earth. We see every bush, every flower, every bird, every bee. We see every building, every activity here, in the highest and the greatest and the most beautiful. We know that this is a porcelain preparation place, and that we are going to be tested. The university itself is not tested, the grounds are not tested, none of these things are there, but we are. And when we can look at these grounds, and we can see them with our impervious, impregnable eye, with our porcelain eye, with the enamel finish on who we are, untouched by any outer appearances in throughout the entire universe, then we are perhaps ready to graduate. If we're after principle, if we're after self-spiritual illumination, if we're after the illusion of spiritual life, well, are we really after doing what is necessary to enjoy spiritual life? In spiritual life, we see only what we choose to see because that is what we are. We choose to see unconditional love everywhere in the world because that's what we are. We choose to see happiness, harmony, peace, joy, and goodness wherever we are because that's who we are. We do not allow ourselves to look at anything in this world that would limit us. We do not allow ourselves to look at anything that would say to us that this is not the most beautiful, the most fulfilled, the most glorious. Oh, it's not that we wouldn't look at it, but because our eyes are so pure, we would only see it pure. We would not see it as an imperfect or as a growing experience. You see, how many of us have really become porcelain, have really become so impregnable in our thinking that no matter what comes to our attention, we see it through the eyes of our indwelling Christ, our indwelling purity, our indwelling goodness, our indwelling allness. When we can see all things through that indwelling awareness of who we are, then we are that indwelling who-ness of where we are. This is not an easy thing to do. It's not something that is just sort of given to us like a pat on the head. It is something that we have to choose to do. We have to pull out all the stops. We have to say, I am not interested in anything else but walking my spiritual path. I am not interested in anything else but seeing all the world beautiful. I am not interested in anything but seeing my mother whole and perfect, seeing my family whole and perfect, seeing me whole and perfect. I'm not interested in anything but seeing me independently wealthy, happy, harmonious. Hey, those are not bad things, are they? No. But if we wish to have those in our experience, if we desire to have them, if we choose to have them, then we cannot see their opposite. For every time we see their opposite, we empower their opposite, and we give their opposite the right to exist in our life. And is that what we really want? We say we want wholeness, but do we concentrate on wholeness? Do we read magazines and books and tell stories and listen to stories about wholeness? Or do we read magazines and books on how to become healthy, how to become whole, how to become these things? Now, all of these things we read on how to become themselves are not bad, but themselves are still not there. When we can read things that say, I am that I am, when we can read things that say, I am whole and perfect, not I want to be or I choose to look in ways of how to be, but I am. You see, everyone who chooses to be whole and perfect and works on that path will be working on that path, and some will experience it and some will not. But when the time comes that you stop working on the path, You stop walking that path and saying, I want to be, I would like to be, it would be something very nice to be, and just say, I am. Then it is done. Well, it may take a moment for you to affirm that to yourself, but it's worth affirming. 2 times 2 is 4 is worth affirming to have the correct answer, and to have the correct answer part of our nature, part of our being. I'm whole and perfect. Let that be part of our nature, part of our being. You'll be tested by fire. You'll be tested by the very hot temperature, the very high temperature that would like to burn off the dross, burn off that which is unlike the nature of purity and wholeness. Oh, you might have some illness, some disease that faces you right now. And it says to you, oh, you are not going to live very long. You're not going to live a happy, a healthy life because you have these problems. And if you accept that and you say that's my call, then that's your call. Do you say that's your call? Do you say that's who you are? Are you happy when you see your leaders taking pills? Are you happy when you see your teacher taking pills? Are you happy when you see anyone who is supposed to be illumined in your world doing something less than illumined? Oh my, yes, how happy we are. And the more pills we see them take, the more we feel good about ourselves that we haven't quite made it yet. And if they haven't made it and they're so wonderful, well, then we've got a chance, you know. We've got a chance. Be careful. Be careful. When you can look at the world with such unconditional love that you see nothing but unconditional love, you don't see anyone taking a pill. You don't see anyone going to the hospital. You don't see anyone having the doctor treat them. You don't see anyone who is poor. You don't see anyone who is limited in any way. And when you don't see that, then you aren't. But so long as you see anybody limited in any way, then you are limited. So long as I see anyone limited in my world, I am as limited as they are, only I am worse limited because I know that I shouldn't. I know that I shouldn't, but I do. And when I do, then I'm pregnable. When I do, I'm pervious. When I do, I have lost that porcelain, that enamel finish that keeps me from everything. Why are we after our spiritual life? We could live a human life and keep happy thoughts and positive thoughts and be quite comfortable. But when we live a spiritual life, there are no human thoughts anymore. There are no thoughts of limitation. There are no thoughts of to be or something that we like. Our motto here is be ourselves and have fun. And that doesn't include any human limitations. That doesn't include any desire or need to eat. But to eat, my goodness sakes. To drink or to breathe or to do any of the normal things. You see, once we have accomplished that, where are we? Where are we when we have accomplished that? When we have accomplished that, we are already there. When we have accomplished that, we are already experiencing exactly that which we chose to experience. Now, is this true for you? Is this true for me? Is this true for everyone? Is this true for all of life? Yes, indeed it is. It is true for all of life, and it's a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And it's who and what we are. Yes, porcelain, that hard, fine-grained, sonorous, impressive, non-porous, translucent, white ceramic. Wow, wow, wow. That's where we find ourselves. We are in the crucible. We are in that beautiful cup that itself is untouched by the acids or other types of materials that are placed in it. And When the cup has heated that which is within it, and poured off that which is unlike itself, and then whatever is left is just as beautiful as the porcelain itself. And this is what we are each doing. We're each walking our spiritual path, looking at who we are, determining that, is this spiritual path what we really want to do? Can we look at a barren field and see it green with harvest? Can we look at trees that have lost their leaves and see them full bloom? Can we look at problems in the world and see them as peace? Because that's what we are. Perhaps we're not doing that right now, but if that's our goal, if that's our choice, then hang in there. It is not only possible, but it's happening millions of times every day, that people have chosen to walk that inner spiritual path, and they walk it, and they let go of the outer, and they are united with the allness, and are no longer seen by the human world, but are known fully in the absolute. My. Sounds like an impossible task, doesn't it? Well, it's not an impossible task. Train yourself in unconditional love, and you have made the first giant step into your spiritual awareness of who you are and being that which you are now and forevermore. Know that I here am with you on each step of the way, but you have to want to do it yourself, and I will just be there as the crucible, as the porcelain in which you find yourself. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.